Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today, Jason. Thank you for engineering on Labor Day. Labor Day. What is Labor Day? Well, to many, it's the day that it's a national holiday. Holiday in which government workers all across the country don't go to work. And they celebrate the efforts of our hard work. So they take the day off and they celebrate the efforts of our hard work. We build their bridges. We build their buildings. We build their roads. We make food for them. We do everything at their request. And then they tax us for it, and then on Labor Day they celebrate the efforts of their administration, you know, telling us what to do. And years ago I used to have a job, I used to have many jobs, and in the corporate world there are managers and there are administrators. And in the government there are administrators, I don't think they have any managers. And to me, my definition of a manager is someone who knows how to do it, leads by example, and shows you the ropes. And if you know, if you're in training for, you know, years under an internship program, for example, if you have a question, you can always ask the manager, because the manager knows how to do it, because the manager is a guy or gal who's been doing it. So they're more expert than, you know, the new person. So that's what a manager is, a manager who rolls up his sleeves. And by the way, when I say he, I don't mean just he, I mean he or she. But as I told you before, I was educated to say, if you're not sure, it's he. Not they, he. Not she, he. And he means he or she. So a manager rolls up his sleeves, knows how to do it, and says, okay, here, let me show you how to do it. And okay, so you got it? Good, good, now you can do it. So that's what a manager does, leads by example. Manager sees a cigarette butt in the parking lot, picks it up, puts it in the trash, and then the younger people who follow the manager report to the manager, say, wow, did you see that? He picked it up. I guess I should do that. That's management. Administration is what the government does. They decide what the rules are, they write them down, and then they enforce the rules. They don't lead by example. They just tell you all what to do. That's an administrator. And I've worked for both. And I have respect for managers. I really do. I have no respect for administrators. An administrator is like a guy who is in at the top of county government, and the commissioners or the board of supervisors hire a guy, and they call him a county administrator, and he's the guy who spends the money, tells people what to do. You fix this, you do that. He doesn't know how to do it. He just knows how to tell people to do it. So that's an administrator. So today is the day that the administrators celebrate all the efforts of their hard work administrating and telling us all what to do. Literally building their bridges, building their roads, making automobiles for them to drive around in, generating electricity, keeping the power lines up and running, building appliances, you know, the ones that are still made in this country, the engineering, the roofing, the framing, the masonry, the concrete forming, the appliance repairs. And those are people who do the hard work for the administrators. They tell us what to do. And then they tell us not to do it sometimes. They say, shall I be going to work? Because we're in the business of destroying your company. So don't you all go to work. We're gonna take a vacation, and we're going to destroy your businesses, and then we'll put some of you back to work, the ones that survive, after we infect you. So that's what today's all about. Today's Labor Day. Over the weekend, I was working on a generator, and so five-minute university starts now. Oh, by the way, don't believe anything I say. I mean, I keep saying that, and I believe it. Don't believe anything I say, because you need to figure out for yourself. Because sometime in the future, and I don't know when this is, and I'm not planning on this, but sometime in the future, Vinny's not going to be here, and neither is radio for that matter. So don't plan on me being here forever. Not that I'm planning on going on vacation. I don't take vacations, but every day is the same to me. On the farm, every day is the same. So the reason I say don't believe a word I say is because I want you to think for yourself. So when Vinny and company is not here, your instructors aren't here, you will be able to ferret out the truth for yourself. And it's getting hard. It's really getting hard. But that's why I say it. And if I say something that I do and you don't have all of the information, you weren't able to listen to all of the information, you might do it in a dangerous way, and you might get hurt. So don't believe a word I say. Don't do anything I do. Unless you do your own research and decide that's what you want to do. But I'm not telling you to do anything. Except maybe get out of Dodge. Oh, man. And we're in so much trouble. I was reading a report this morning. Scientists are saying that this weather that we're seeing, well, it's not man-made. That's what they say. You believe that for a second? Do you really believe for a second that we've had no impact on the weather? Of course we have. We've had an enormous impact on the weather. And I'm going to prove it to you. Have you ever lit a match and put your fingers above the flame? I'm not saying do it. I'm just saying, have you ever done this? And felt the heat of that match? Where does it go? Where does the heat go? Well, it goes into the environment. That's just a match. Then you take a cigarette. People light up cigarettes all the time, and they get hot. As a matter of fact, they get so hot you can burn your fingers while you're inhaling, and the end of the cigarette glows red hot. That's how hot it is. And that heat goes up into the environment. And then when you fire up your car, your internal combustion engine car, it gets hot. When you charge your electric car, well, you can't charge your electric car because we don't have anybody that has an electric car, right? Well, actually, we do. Maybe one guy. But those who charge their electric cars, there's heat generated at the power generation plant. Heat generated as electrons go through the wires all the way to your house or your business. Heat when the charger converts alternating current to direct current, and the charger gets hot, has a fan in it to keep it cool. Why? Because it gets hot. And that heat, where's it go? Well, it goes into the environment, goes into the atmosphere. And then the Earth gets to be a big heat sink for it. And then if you have a fire in your wood fireplace or your wood stove, some of that heat is used to heat your house or your hot water. But then that leaks out, right? So once you use the hot water, it goes down the drain and it cools off. Once you take a shower and the water goes down the drain, the hot water cools off. Where does the heat go? It goes into the environment. If you have a heat pump, heat pump's running, and it's using electricity, which has in its power generation, the electricity generated heat all the way to your house. And your heat pump has got a motor, and it generates heat from friction and internal friction of the motor and the refrigerant being pushed and the piston and all that, the bearings. There's some more heat, and then the heat pump does its job, and it pulls the heat from the inside of the house and cools off the inside of the house and dumps heat outside. So the heat that was picked up by the roof, which heated your house, and the solar rays on the roof and solar rays on the sun and solar rays coming through your windows, all that heat gets dumped outside. It's more heat. So where a man plants houses with black roofs and black roads, solar rays are absorbed more than green grass and trees. I know this for a fact. I have a non-contact thermometer, and I walk around with it, and I aim it at trees, and I aim it at the grass, and I aim it at our house. Our house is a light gray color. It gets to be about 122 degrees in the warm sun, and the grass might be 78 degrees. So there's, you know, roughly a 50-degree delta between the temperature of the grass and the temperature of the side of our house, which is stone. It takes a long time to heat it up. That's more man-made heat. It's passive. I mean, I'm not really doing anything. I'm not trying to collect heat with the stone house, but nonetheless, it's raising the temperature of the planet. So all these cities with the black roofs, why are they black? Well, because that's what the color tar is. They take tar and they take a little bit of sand and they mix it up and they put this tar on the roof. And it's, you know, water resistant for about 7 years until it leaks. Then they put another coat of tar on there. And those black roofs absorb heat. So if you're wondering why cities are so hot in the summer, it's because of all these black roofs. Then you have the air conditioners that are running to dump the heat out of the living units, the apartments, the houses in the city, dumps it outside into the air, and then the air is hot. It's about 10 to 15 degrees or so hotter in a city than it is in the countryside. Why is that? Because of the black roofs and because of the lack of grass and trees. So if we left it up to nature, we'd have a blend of, we'd have trees and we'd have grass and we'd have forests and we'd have lakes and streams and just the way Mother Nature intended, and it worked great. But of course we know better. And we dam up the rivers, and we make hydroelectric power so we can heat up the environment even more with our electric cars. So here's a question for you. Last night, I was up in the middle of the night, and I wanted to see what's running. What's running in the middle of the night? So I went into the kitchen. And I submit to you that if you get up tonight, and you go in your kitchen, you look at these light, eerie-colored green LEDs that say, yeah, it's working. The equipment is powered on, it's plugged in to the grid or your solar system, I'll bet you that you'll find a bunch of green lights. Maybe six of them, five, six, seven of them. What are they on? Well, they're on things like a microwave oven, you know, the clock, your stove, the clock, that's two, your dishwasher, you know, light telling you it's plugged in or it's ready. Or it's clean, or it's working. Then there's always a coffee maker, right? And then a little green light telling you it's going to make coffee for you in the morning, or it's plugged in. Then there's always the night light, right? And then if you got a computer in your kitchen, you know, it's telling you that it's plugged in, the power supply's hooked up, right? Then you may have a scalar device, and that'd be blinking red, as in our kitchen. That consumes almost no electricity, almost none. Lou Cassidy made it, and Dr. Shealy and Lou Cassidy engineered it. We got one of those. And then you might have a PEMF device. Uses very, very little electricity. What I'm trying to say is we use a lot of electricity, and we're dependent on it.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, go down a little more of this list. If you have a cell phone charging, there's an indicator that it's charging. If you have a corded speakerphone, there's an indicator saying it's plugged in. If you have a wireless cordless phone, tells you it's charging. And then you might have some walkie-talkies charging and some flashlights charging, all in the kitchen, right? Or you might have an 18-volt or 20-volt cordless tool charging. The point I'm trying to make is that we're addicted to electricity, and it's going to be very, very difficult to work without it. So going forward, what can you do without, or can you generate your own electricity? And if you do generate your own electricity, do you have enough fuel to generate it long enough to power your needs? And I submit to you the answer is probably you're not going to have enough fuel for the rest of your life to power the things that you want to power. And that's just the way it is. Fuel is difficult to store. Fuel is expensive. And the generators are expensive. Over the weekend, I was working on a generator. And it was, I didn't buy it. It was given to us. And it is a generator that is an inverter type. It's one of these like little Hondas that you see. You can pick it up with a handle, one hand, maybe 50 pounds or so, 1,000 to 2,000 watts typically. And small fuel tank, gasoline, and pull rope starter, great. But a limited amount of current, 1,000 to 2,000 watts, 2,000 watts would be maxed out. But as I was working on it, I took it apart, and of course there's an engine, single-cylinder engine. And it has some lights on the front panel and a receptacle, and has AC and DC receptacles, 120 volts. And it has the generator or alternator unit. And it has a rectifier. And it has a control board. And it has a stepper motor on the carburetor. So the control board, the computer control board, tells this electric stepper motor how much to increase or decrease the throttle position. You know, increase or decrease the revolutions per minute of the generator. And the engine, I got that working great. Put a new carburetor on it. The engine works great. But what doesn't work great is the control board. The control board has these large capacitors, and each one is the size of a vitamin jar. And it's got a couple of those. And the company that made this did a great job. They took the entire circuit board and they dipped it in epoxy. So all the components are embedded in epoxy. And you can't read what they are. You have to chip away the epoxy to replace the components. And when you do that, you'll destroy the circuit board. So all you have to do is buy a new circuit board, providing that the company that made the generator is still in business. Or the company that made the circuit board for the company that made the generator is still in business. Now, I looked at some of the prices of these parts. I mean, ridiculous prices. Like the gas cap. Now, I'm talking about a plastic gas cap. $78. I'm not exaggerating. The fuel shutoff switch, you know, like $50. I mean, some of these prices, I don't know if these companies actually expect to sell these items or what, but the prices are extraordinary. So you're looking at a generator that might have cost, let's say, $600 15 years ago. If you had to buy all the parts to build another one, it'd probably be about $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. So it's not practical to fix it unless you get the parts from another one. And that's what people are doing. They're cannibalizing equipment to get the parts because it's unaffordable to fix equipment. What am I talking about? Well, if you look at Craigslist, you look at Facebook Marketplace, and you look at, you know, riding lawnmowers, you'll see a Cub Cadet, you'll see Husqvarna, you'll see Craftsman riding lawnmowers. And, you know, works great except transmission don't work, or something like that. Works great except needs a mower deck. Spindles are bad, bearings are bad. Works great but won't start. So what you're seeing is that equipment's breaking, parts are getting hard to get, parts are getting expensive to get, and there's a secondary market for whole units or almost whole units that you can cannibalize and fix the one that you want to fix. It's absolutely true. We've become disposable, and people have now figured out that you can't always get a new one.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. One person is dead following a storm in the Nevada desert during the annual Burning Man event. Officials are still investigating the death as tens of thousands of people are still trying to get out of what's being described as Mudfest. The event in Black Rock, Nevada is roughly an hour's drive north of Reno. Sunday morning, organizers with Burning Man say roads have been closed and driving is discouraged because of muddy conditions. Today is the last day of Burning Man. Organizers have created a wet play, a survival guide to help burners survive. Ukraine's President Zelensky announced plans to replace his defense minister because he said new approaches were needed. Zelensky said he expects the parliament to support nominee Rustem Umerov, who heads Ukraine's state property fund. Umerov is a member of Ukraine's opposition Holos party, but the 41-year-old former investment banker has led on several key positions for Zelensky's government. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Watch it. Oh, no, there's something happening. This can be slight.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. Thank God you're
take my. When you go to the DC, for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I'm delighted to be broadcasting here at Genesis Communications Network. Class, it is a top quality organization. It truly is. You know that, believe it or not, Genesis Communications Network has never said, hey, Vinny, here's what you ought to do, here's what you shouldn't do. They just let me do what I think I should do. And it's really nice. Can you, Frank, can you imagine going to work and working with people that are really wonderful to work with, but no boss? That's what it's like.
But I can. I work with myself.
And I'll bet you wouldn't trade it, right, for having a boss.
No, I wouldn't trade it. It's a beautiful job when you are your own boss. And I tell you, if anybody has the opportunity and would love to get a career, it's, you know, try it. It's, yeah, it's much better than working in a factory, which I have. I've had all sorts of jobs like mm-hmm. you, even in working in the bank. It's kind of funny, like one of the greatest pleasures that I have, obviously, is being a teacher, being from the class on Mondays at here. At, but I am also a student on the other days, and so it's always nice to hear little tidbits of things that you've done in the past. And I said, oh, I worked in the Bank of Nova Scotia for a number of years up here in Canada. And the one that intrigued me this week was when you guys were talking about heat pumps. And I didn't know that heat pumps were invented in Australia. So
there are a lot of heat pump designs that were invented in the United States as well. And you know, heat pumps, actually, depending on what you call a heat pump, they could have gone back a couple hundred years. You know, moving heat from one place to another. But mm-hmm. you know, the actual piston mm-hmm. inside a enclosed system. That's probably closer to around the 1940s.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. But you know, talking about heat pumps, Frank, I had an interesting situation last night, and I wanted to share this with the class.
Sure.
And get your expertise on it. So, class, you know that a heat pump is an air conditioner, okay? And it's an air conditioning unit, just like a window unit, for example. But if you had a valve that you could throw the valve one way or the other, and you could say, well, you know what, let's take the heat out of the room, make the room colder in the house, and dump that heat outside. That would be a traditional window air conditioning configuration. But if you said, you know, it'd be great if we just had a valve that we could just reach in and turn a knob, and it would reverse, so in the wintertime, we'd grab the heat from outside the house and dump the heat inside the house. Well, you could do that, you know, with a valve. That's called a heat pump. That's what they do. They mm-hmm. have a solenoid kind of a valve for that and controls that make the valve operate. But you could also turn the air conditioner around. You could put the inside out and outside in. The only thing is you have to go outside to turn
funny.
It on. But
oh my God.
Here's what happened. So this heat pump is running in the air conditioning mode in the house.
Mm-hmm.
In water, we have it on a concrete floor. And water was dripping on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
It was running across the floor. It wasn't a real flood. But the condensation from a heat pump is way more than you might think, class. It's like if you were going to pour from a, let's say, a measuring cup slowly, that's about the speed that water will come out as condensation. So it has to go someplace. So typically it goes down a drain
mm-hmm.
or it goes someplace when they install it. Well, it was plugged up, and there is a normal drain, and right next to the normal drain, it's a 3/4 inch PVC pipe. Right next to that is an overflow. So the condensation, if something goes wrong and the normal drain to remove the condensed water fails, it will not damage the equipment because it has this overflow and dumps the water on the floor. Well, that's what happened. So they were trying to figure out last night, why is this happening? So there's a trap with a clear piece of 3/4 inch pipe. And trap is a U. And what happens is water will condense, go down this PVC pipe, travel to about the middle of the height of the heat pump indoor unit, and there's a trap in there to trap the smells that might be generated from whatever's on the drain side from going back into the air handling system. Well, it was running, the drain was fine, everything was fine, but water was coming out. And what happened, Frank, is a mud dauber, a bee, started setting up housekeeping.
Wow.
In the drain vent,
mm-hmm.
and water started overflowing. So what we did was we took a hose and mm-hmm. a little bit of compressed air, a very small flexible hose,
mm-hmm.
and used compressed air. But can you address how you flush out the drain system and the periodic maintenance that's required for the inside unit of a heat pump or a whole house air conditioning system. Could you address that, please?
Yes, I could. First of all, I'm glad that you said it wasn't from dirt, because I said, Vince, we've been telling you to keep your filters clean, because that is one of the greatest problems that causes drain blockage. But you said it was some sort of an insect, a fly?
Yeah, it was a mud wasp. What these guys do is they look for little bits of water, and they grab mud, and they build a tube.
Yeah.
And the tube is, let's say, it could be like the diameter of your pinky and half the length of your pinky.
Yeah.
And it causes a lot of damage. They plug up motors, like on air compressors in the garage.
Wow.
They plug up drill press motors. They plug up any little place that they think is sheltered from the elements. That's where they build these things.
Well, my experience has been from dirt, and there are many classes ago that we were talking about maintenance on the furnace, and that was one of the things that we never got around to it, and it's such an important part of maintenance of a furnace that has an air condition or heat pump. A heat pump, that doesn't happen. Just in the air condition mode that happens. And in my field, or when I go to customer, it's usually because of dirt. Dirt has gotten into the coils, and then the coils sweat. And as you say, there's a lot of condensation. And that condensation, you can literally see it just kind of flowing down that A coil, that part that's in the furnace that we talked about at one time. And that dirt just keeps coming down and, of course, keeps flowing. Now, your air condition, obviously, it wouldn't have felt any different, is done absolutely properly. And sometimes when you do something absolutely properly, you do get into a little kind of problems, and that is with that U trap that stops a bit of smell from coming from the furnace to the atmosphere. Now, I have to admit, I prefer not to use a U trap. That is the right way to do it. But I'm trying to save worse problems, and that is if that water doesn't come out, and then you have the protective device too on your little pump there that stops everything, but most people don't. Huh? That water will overflow on that A-coil pan plate, and guess where it goes? On top of your heat exchanger. Guess what? Furnaces downstairs, out of mind, out of sight. You never know that your heat exchanger is being damaged by that water that's coming out of that A coil, that condensation. So, one of the things that I wanted to say, and now we can say it, thank God for coming back on Mondays, is that when you're doing an air conditioned maintenance, the coils outside, changing the filter, I use myself a shop vac, and I go to the end of that line, and I just suck that all that dirt through. That's my way of doing it. I will also, and you could feel it. You could feel it on your vacuum, your shop. Shop vac is the name of the brand, but any vac that sucks in air, or that has the capability of holding water, you can literally see how it starts so hard, and then all of a sudden it just lets go. So definitely, it's an easy solution. Now, if you don't have a shop vac, obviously you can disconnect it from the front part of that furnace, and do all sorts of things, that including blowing through it. But that's what I do.
So here's what I do also, Frank. I keep a 2-liter bottle, formerly a soda bottle, and I add a couple drops of liquid detergent.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a vent at the top of the drain pipe attached to the furnace. So it's FET. I guess that's the way they're normally installed.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do is I pour this liquid detergent with 2 liters of water down through the U-trap.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is the detergent acts as a surface tension reducing agent, and any dirt that's really clinging on, maybe some dog hair that might have been picked up and is not been picked up by the filter, it gets rinsed right down the drain. So I do that a couple times a year. Is that something that you would recommend for our class to flush out the drain pipe?
Absolutely. That's a great way. But see, the only thing, Vince, that I see is not everybody has what you have. Like your thing is done, your insertion is done like to perfection. You have that piece of pipe on top, which the part of the reason is obviously to allow air and the water to flush. But it's also a protective device in case that pipe gets stuck, filled with water. The water will come out of it instead of going into your furnace. So if it gets plugged up. But no, yeah. And see, but see, sometimes the dirt is further into the A-coil. And this is where you should be able, and that's where I think the vacuum concept works quite nicely when you're doing your yearly maintenance, because it goes right into the inner part of that air coil, the air coil being the top one part. Because even behind that tube that you're talking about, things can get stuck, especially if you don't keep your filters clean.
Mm-hmm.
So
one of the things that I've decided... One of the things I've decided to do is to put like a window screen, build a dome out of a window screen so that air can go in and the mud wasps can't go in. So I won't have this problem again. But what about things that you have found in the A-coil? So class, if you're new to the class, we're talking about the unit. If you have a heat pump, this is the unit where the cold coil, called the evaporator, is, and it's shaped like an A or a triangle. So it's two different heat exchangers that meet at the top, and they form a triangle. It's called an A coil because it kind of looks like capital letter A. And the air from the return of your heating system blows through the A coil and gets cooled off. That's how this thing works. But when that happens, the moisture in the air condenses. And then you gotta do something with that moisture or you're gonna have a flood. So the moisture goes down the drain. That's how this works. So what do you find in the A coils when you take them apart?
When we come back, I hear.
From the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank Pacheco's with us, and he's in Canada. He owns a company, and he services, installs appliances, heating systems, and he's quite the expert. So, Frank, here's the question.
Yep.
We have, and we'll use our house, our farmhouse, as an example. We have a return grill. Actually, we have several return grills for the heating system. So the air in the room goes through them, but the vents in the grill are such that mice can't get in them. Okay? The ductwork is metal, and mice can't chew through it. And then the floor registers they're a register, and they have like a grill, if you will, and mice can't go through them. But little things could. I mean, pennies could fall through there, and I imagine small items could fall through this 3/8 inch gap. What do you find? But then some people don't have all the grates in place or all the registers in place or all the grills in place. Some of them are missing. And it seems to me that, you know, if little children are playing, they can knock a toy like a block or something or a ball, a little tiny ball, like the size of a ping pong ball, down the floor, the vent in the floor where it would be. And ultimately those things could travel down into the heating system. Do you find things like that in the A-coil area of the heating system?
It's fine to find that kind of thing in the A-coil of the heating system because there's a heat exchanger, and then there's a blower motor, which the fins are about 1/2 inch apart. But for the class to kind of have an idea what, and when I do my maintenance, and I'll tell the class how to do it, if you look at a dryer lint filter with all the clothes, as you say, are wearing out and getting into the lint filter of a dryer. That is, except it's not clothes, it's dirt. But that is what I find in a lot of these A coils. It's just like a little blanket of dust and particles, but small particles that have gotten in there and have gotten stuck over a number of years in that A coil. As part of my maintenance, I do, and please, class, kind of be careful because, I mean, and it's not an easy job. I'm a professional, so I have my sheet metal cutting tools and so on and so forth to do this. But I usually do on a plenum, that is the part on top of your furnace, two holes that I can put. One of them is big enough that I can put an inspection mirror through it. The other one is big enough that I can put my vacuum wand into it, a very flexible, three-quarter of an inch hose that I've got in some place. It's not a dead. And through those two holes, I'm able, with my inspection mirror, to see how dirty my coils are in the inside of it. And through a little bit of maneuvering, I get my vacuum hose in there, which, as I said, it's not your hose that usually comes with your vacuum. I actually go to home to a store and buy about three-quarter of a rubber hose. It doesn't have to be, and I made an attachment so it fits my other part of the hose. And I go in there, and I slowly go back and forth. Now, I got to be slowly because you don't want to damage those coils inside, but you would be surprised. And, of course, if you get the clear three-quarter of an inch rubber hose that you can get at a hardware supplier, you can literally see all the things that come down through it. And it's amazing. And by doing that class, you're going to save yourself, I like to say, mega bucks. But because now your A coil is working absolutely total 100%. So, going back to balls and things like that, what does happen is, especially if it's not the right filter in the furnace and somehow there's a bit of a gap where the ball or plastic, if the plastic gets into your blower motor, Vince, when that blower motor comes on, you would think that the house is going to fall apart. Because of the shaking, and so it's it sounds very terrible, but as I'm walking down the stairs and the customer is saying, do you see that, I'm saying, oh my cat, he sees, wants to come and say hi to me. I kind of know what it is, so be careful about that.
So it sounds to me like, well, there was a guy who did a video on the greatest companies and why they were so good. And back in the 1980s, Disney was known for having a spotless theme park. So if someone dropped a cigarette, but there was somebody with a sweeper and a dust pan on the end of a rod or a stick, it'd sweep it up immediately because one cigarette butt begets a whole bunch. So if somebody sees one, they go, well, it's okay, I'll just throw mine out too. And pretty soon you got millions of them. Well, same thing is with dust, right? So once you get a little bit of dust on the A-coil, that dust traps more dust, traps more dust, traps more dust, and pretty soon you have a blanket of dust, right?
A blanket of dust is a perfect description of what I find in these A-coils.
Yeah. So, class, what we're talking about is inside the cabinetry of the air handling box just above the furnace. And that's where the dust gets trapped, and that's where the airflow gets restricted. And it's the best place for air to get restricted because it's got the tightest openings for air to weave through.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to keep it clean. Keep your filter clean and you won't have too many problems.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.